Chaminder Lakshan was shot by police on Tuesday during a fuel shortage protest. A friend of the 42-year-old father of two explains what he saw.
I saw him running after trying to retrieve his bicycle. Then the policeman shot him. He fell on the ground, and then I saw the same policeman chasing people and firing. A senior officer was telling them to keep firing, and they did.
Lakshan was the family's main breadwinner. His wife Priyangani and two teenage children are in shock.
I'll be waiting till justice is done for what happened to my husband. I don't know if that'll happen, but it should someday, right? What happened to me mustn't happen to another person.
Protesters rallied in Rambukkana earlier this week to condemn the shortage of fuel and large increases in the price of essential items. Tensions escalated as police attempted to disperse the crowd. A police commander has admitted giving the order to shoot. Casualties were rushed to hospital. The shooting has raised concerns both here and abroad, with the police chief being summoned before the Human Rights Commission. A senior Buddhist priest at the funeral condemned the killing.
It's because of the wrongful actions of an extremely immoral and extremely selfish government that has allowed lawlessness to reign and that Lakshan lost his life. These rulers have no understanding of good and evil. That's why they've made fraud, corruption and robbery their power and strength.
Following widespread protest against the island's worst economic crisis since independence 74 years ago, President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has reshuffled his cabinet, choosing a majority of new faces. He's also admitted to making several mistakes. But for most Sri Lankans, it comes too late. Protests are continuing around the country by thousands of people like Chaminder Lakshan, who had been trying for days to obtain fuel for his lorry, which he used to make a living. Rather than scare people away, protesters say his death will only serve to make their fight stronger to get the government to go. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Rambukkana.